Thank you, Lord. Everybody, just give him a shout. Just keep giving him a shout.
Yes,
thank you, Lord. 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 There is something about standing in the presence of God. When you enter into his presence through worship, he releases an anointing for breakthrough. How many people here want to see a greater breakthrough? How many people here want to see a greater breakthrough? God touches hearts of praise and worship. Every time you stand in that place of worship and contending and giving him glory for everything, he touches it with his hand. He puts his anointing upon it, and we step into a place of greater breakthrough, of greater signs and wonders. Some of the greatest victories that I've ever seen in my life have come in those moments where it seems like the worship, I stepped into it, it was really good, and then it starts to come to the end of worship. I'm going to put quotes around that. We come to what seems like the end of worship where it's slowing down. But then there's something in the heart that just rises up because he's still worthy. And we step into it even greater. We give him a greater shout of praise. Because it's in those moments that we take our position in the spirit that says, I am a victorious warrior. And I will not back down. I will never stop giving the Lord praise and glory. Let's give him one more shout, because he is worthy, Lord. You are 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 worthy, Lord. Father.
Worthy, Lord.
Oh. Lord, I want you guys to put your hands on your hearts. I just feel a declaration right now. There's something in our hearts, in our spirits. There's something inside of you that says, I don't need the music. I don't need to be surrounded by other people. I love those things. But in my heart of hearts, I just need to be in the presence of God. And I will never move from that place. Let that be the cry of our hearts this morning, that I will stay in that place of praise and worship to you, Lord. So, Father, we lift you up this morning. We lift you up and praise you this morning because you are the only one who is worthy of all of our praise. The only one who is worthy of all of our praise, all that we are, Lord. You are the worthy one. You are worthy this morning. And we lift your holy name up. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you have come this morning, that you have touched our hearts, that you have heard our cries, that you have heard our worship, and you have responded, Lord. Father, that this morning would take us into a greater realm, Father God, of your presence, a greater revelation of your love, of your truth, of your mercy, of your grace, of your power. Lord, let it be released this morning in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, I thank you for every person here this morning who's cried out with a heart and a passion and a desire to encounter your love, Father. And I pray that every word, every declaration this morning, everything that comes from the front here this morning, that we would grab onto with our hearts, Father. And we would carry that. We would carry those truths and those promises everywhere, Lord. That it would be blessed by your hand. And we would see great breakthrough. In Jesus' name. Amen? Oh, you can do better than that. Amen?
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I have a message here from Papa Mel. It says, love you, miss you all. Tell everyone to relentlessly, all caps, relentlessly pursue Jesus and the lost, because he will do far more abundantly beyond our wildest imagination, more than we have seen so far. for his glory in the nations, for the sake of the lost billions. Love you and all the saints always. Papa Mel. Amen. Amen. Woo! We ready? Oh. You know it's good worship if you need a tissue after. Oh, man. Anybody else feeling good this morning? Okay. I hope so. If not, it doesn't matter. I'm going to get my promises anyway. Oh, Sunday morning, relentless pursuit. How many of you guys were here last night and able to receive everything? Did you actually receive all of it? Yeah, that's the question. It's not just being here. Did you receive all of it? Okay, I'm just going to let that sit. Thank you, Lord. Well, we've got an awesome morning plan for you. I'm going to bring a couple things to your guys' attention, then I get the honor of welcoming Pastor Jose and Pastor Jerseo to the front. How many of you guys have heard them speak over the weekend so far? Isn't it amazing? It's been so cool. We are so privileged to have so many amazing people, men and women of God, that just absolutely love the Lord and love walking in that anointing and are able to impart that. So we have, I'm going to show a couple of videos here. I'm going to give you an opportunity. We actually have, I want to make you guys aware of, how many of you guys know Ben Atkinson? He was actually, he actually spoke at Relentless Pursuit, was it last year or 2 years ago? Was it 15? Okay. 2015, Ben Atkinson, who's a friend of the house, was here, and he's actually returning February 9th, I believe, 9th through the 11th. So he's going to be coming back up here. But Ben Atkinson is the author and founder of Holy Clubs, which is actually one of the things that Inez was sharing about, one of the things that they've been doing in Brazil. And so we saw a video briefly about some of the things that we're seeing the Lord do through that in Brazil. But we're going to show a quick video from Ben just about Holy Clubs and share a little bit about that real quick. And then I can... You guys good? All right. Our dear friend Ben Atkinson.
Hi, good afternoon, Frontline. I am so thankful to be able to take this time just to do this video. I would rather be there in person. It's a shame that I can't be with you all. But it was really good to see you the other day in Washington. Good to see you the other day in Cleveland. And I can't wait to be with you in February. God willing, we're going to get together in February. I am so thankful for your diligence to love Jesus. I'm so thankful for your diligence to love each other. So many wonderful testimonies of how much you care for each other, care for those in the nations, care for Brazil, care for India, and you care for people in Africa. You love your neighbors. And just such a beautiful, vibrant people. You should just tell each other, you're awesome and you're vibrant. Like, seriously, turn to one another. You're awesome and you're vibrant and you love Jesus. Seriously, you really are amazing. I remember the first time I met Pastor Bill. It was, what an amazing guy. Just seeing the joy on his face, hearing the stories, hearing his life, and seeing how much he cares. It really is amazing. I remember the first time I met Frontline people. You know, we were doing the outreach for the Gay Games, and just... I mean, I'd been to the church and we talked through it, but I remember seeing the beauty as y'all went and ministered to people and loved people. And I just said, I want to get to know these people. They seem to care and they're fruitful. So I just want to pray for y'all and so thankful that you're still continuing on with Holy Clubs. We're starting the next ones. We've got the Firm Foundations, 1 through 24. We've got a whole Song of Songs, which we're going through, and then we're going to do... biblical 21 days to biblical freedom and purity. So that's coming up also. So hopefully it'll be something that will bless your community. God, I thank you for Frontline. I thank you for the youth. I thank you for the children. I thank you for the moms and dads for the single adults. I thank you for this beautiful, vibrant community. God, I ask that you would bless them and strengthen them and anoint them with Acts chapter 2 power for such a time as this. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless.
Amen. I love Ben. He's such an awesome, wild man of God. And that was a surprisingly tame video from Ben, if you know him. Yeah, I want people to be able to see my... There we go. Hey. So Ben is one of the many people I mentioned. He was here in 2015. He's one of the people that we partner with, that we love to see nations being impacted with the gospel and the power of God. And a lot of you guys throughout the weekend have heard about this, but I just want to highlight it one more time, because it really is something of great value. And I think Troy did, if you were here last night, Troy did a phenomenal job kind of sharing the heart and expressing what it is to partner with us. So this is a house of covenant relationship, and we so incredibly value what it looks like beyond just working with people. There's an anointing that causes even greater breakthrough when you operate and flow in covenant relationship, in covenant partnership. And that's really what the heart of the Frontline Global Partnership is about. If you guys haven't had an opportunity to look into it, it's all about sowing and partnering with Frontline on a monthly basis, so that, one, you can hear about all the things that we're seeing, all the things that we have testimonies about, things like holy clubs that we're seeing here and on campuses and in Brazil and through Ben, and the things that we're doing in Ghana next week, glory to God, in Mozambique and Brazil and Indonesia and all around the world. But it's more important than just sowing into something on a monthly basis. It's about the heart connection and a partnership. And that's really what we're about here in this house, is heart connections, relationship, and partnering, so that we can see the gospel continue to expand. So if that's something that the Lord's put on your heart, we have cards for you if you're interested in partnering with Frontline and seeing something on a monthly basis. I encourage you guys to look into that. If you have questions about how that works, please feel free to see me about it. I can answer any questions, or I will make up an answer until I find the actual answer. But I strongly encourage you guys to pray about that, to look into it, because there's something that's really great about having an opportunity to partner with some of the things that we're seeing the Lord do. I'm going to bring up the next video. We're going to have an opportunity to share a little bit about... So Pastor Jose spoke last night, and I don't think we had an opportunity to show this video. But this is one of the things that Pastor Jose has a vision for. And when I say one of the things, I mean that very literally, because there's like... He has a heart and a passion for like 1,000 different things, enterprises and vision and all the ways that the Lord wants to impact the nation of Mozambique. I was sharing with Troy earlier. I said, I have a very hard time introducing Pastor Jose because I can't keep up with everything that he's doing. And so when I try to introduce him, I try to remember the names of all of the things, and half of them are in Portuguese. And I'm just like, the man just never stops. There's always another vision of something that he's increasing. And every time he comes, it seems to be expanding a vision. But I'm really excited to show you this video about CISA, Sunshine Iris Soccer Academy. So why don't we show that real quick? Let's kill the lights.
Hi, I'm happy to share with you about Sunshine Iris Soccer Academy. What is Sunshine Iris Soccer Academy? That is a place of hope where kids from streets and indigenous families are getting trained to be international soccer players and missionaries in future. Also, we are training them to have traits, and that they will be productive citizens. We have about 300 kids that are coming from streets and indigenous families. We are competing around Maputo. We are in the championship, And we already win some cups there. We was in the final of Makut Cup. And also we are keeping on in the tournament. So has been so good. And we are excited about what God is doing. We have 60 acres of land confirming the vision. And the Lord provided that land. And we begin to build a foundation of the church because everything begins in God. So that is the reason that we begin to build the complex with the church. As we are building our soccer complex, we're gonna have a stadium, a kitchen, visitor center, a school, and dormitories. And out of that, we are training them that they will be productive citizens of Mozambique. Thank you for partnering with me to see the fulfillment of this vision. May God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Well, that is one of the awesome things that Pastor Jose has a vision for and is continuing to expand on. And that is also one of the things I want to highlight. That's one of the things, that's one of the small visions, not small, but that's one aspect of the greater vision, of one of the things that we partner with. So again, that's just kind of puts a really good picture on the emphasis of what it means to be a Frontline Global partner. Is that when you're partnering with Frontline, you're not only partnering with Frontline, you're partnering with all of these other ministries. And one of the hearts and visions with Frontline is to be able to support Pastor Jose in that vision and to see that building completed. Because Mozambique is something that's very near and dear to our hearts. We go there every single year with a team to help work with Pastor Jose and spread the gospel. And again, that's just the heart of partnership. One of the other visions that Pastor Jose has is for, how many of you guys have had an opportunity to see some of the things, resources in the back? So one of the tables in the back is the Rose of Sharon creation. And many of you guys have seen some of those things. That is one thing that Pastor Jose and Linda. It's that Portuguese that I always get wrong, Linda. But she has some incredible outfits in the back, and I'm going to actually bring a couple of models up. Are there any models here that could demonstrate? Oh, ma'am, sir, in the back. I believe that, yes, sir, you. I've already got these models. Look at that. Today.
Now we can get married.
We need a photo. Who's going to take a picture?
Oh, there we go. Yeah, that's the best I got.
Yeah, Pastor Jose, when he came last week, gave Pastor Bill and I. Oh, wait.
Where are we looking? I feel like Hollywood.
This is for Linda. So.
Oh, one more.
Oh, okay.
You're hiding my dress.
Oh, sorry.
Linda Novella, such a dear friend of mine, has made numerous things for me. I've been so blessed. She just is such a giver. So when Pastor Jose came this time, he went upstairs as soon as he came in and gave us these two matching. We've never had anything like this, so we're really blessed. So thank you, Linda. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Pastor Jose.
Amen. Okay, now, we've done this in the past. I got permission to do, we're going to do one quick auction. How many of you guys have had an opportunity to participate in an auction before? So the heart and the desire is to be able to, this is to bless. He's already bidding. Look at that. You guys got some competition. So this is to bless Linda and to sow into the vision of what she has for this. So I am going to very quickly auction this item off.
and so that we can sow into that. So let's start the bidding off just to give a couple people an opportunity to raise their hands before this goes out of... Does it? It has lining? Yeah, it does. Yeah. These, honestly, guys, these are like a whole... This is the product of sowing into this over the last... This has gone to a whole new level. There's like beautiful long dresses. There's zippers on some of these outfits. Like, this is the Gucci of Mozambique at this point. Am I right? Burberry? How am I doing? Not my thing. Okay, Leon, come here. Get that gross thing off. Let's put this on. This beautiful creation here. Look at that. Yeah. Come on, let's do a little spin. Let's see it. There you go, dancing. See, here's the other great thing about these outfits. There's an anointing that causes worship to break loose. So this is a really fun group, but let me share my heart real quick on this before Leon takes over the whole show. The auction thing is a little odd if you've never experienced it, but if you understand the heart is really to bless Linda and the vision that she has for this, and that's what this is for, to sow into that. So we're going to auction this item off. If you have somebody that you know that needs it for Christmas, it's right around the corner. Or actually, this is a great Thanksgiving outfit. I might bid on it. Okay, let's start the bidding off at $50. Does anybody have $50 they want for this shirt? Let's see. I got Amanda in $50. $100 already. We're jumping up to $100. Okay, $100. Do I hear $125? $125, anyone? $125? $125 right here in the front. $125, $125. Oh, no? No? Yeah? Yeah? Okay. That's a good allowance right there. Okay, I think we're at 100. Okay. Well, we're at 125. Okay, you might want to hold his hands down because you let him enter the auction now. Okay, 125. Do I hear 150? 150, anybody? 150. I got 150 in the front. Okay, 150, 150. Do I have 175? 175. I think Isaac's at 175 or no? Is that 175? 175? What do you at? Hang on. What do you got? What do you got?
175.
Right here in the front. All right, 175. Do I hear 200? Anybody going for 200? Anybody going for 200? You parents, get a hold of your children. Or let them go, because faith of a child. Holy Spirit, let their conviction fall right now. Okay, I'm at 175. Do I hear 200? Anybody at 200? Come on, guys. It's the only item we're auctioning off to this year, so we're at 175. 175. 175. Do I hear 200, 200, 200, 200? I see some hands in the back. I don't think they count. Disqualified. Somebody get her parents. Okay. That's it, though. 200 in the back. You're cut off. 200 in the back. Do I hear 225? 225? Anybody, please? Anybody? 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 225? You want 225?
Yeah.
All right, 225. I got 225. 250? Do I have 250? Anybody? We're sewing in. We're sewing. 250? The back is done. 250. Does anybody have 250? Anybody want to hit 250? Man, I really miss my wife. Larson family? Okay, I'm going to need... Yeah, you guys are just going to have to all agree on that. Okay, we're at 250, 275, 270. Anybody want to just jump to 3? We're at 250, 250, 250, 275, 275, 275, 275. I'm going to need like a... All right, like, okay. 275, 275. Do I hear 3? 300, 300, 300, 300, 300, 300, 300, 300, 300, 300. 3, I'm at 275, 275 going once. 275 going twice. Sold for $275. There you go. Gabriel, that's going to fit you for a long time, man. That's if you think about the number of years that's going to fit you, you actually probably only spent like $10 per year. So it was a good investment. That was a great job. Yeah, why don't you put it on, bud? We'll get a picture of you. With Pastor Jose? All right, that's a good, see, he tricked every one of you guys with that brilliant investment. He gets kingdom rewards and an outfit that's going to fit forever. There, why don't you stand next to Pastor Jose real quick? We'll get a picture with you. Yeah! You going to go with him? The ninja. Yeah! Oh, yeah. Hang on. Gabriel. We'll do one more picture. All around the world. Let's see that. There we go. Great job, buddy. Awesome. Okay. That's always a fun little adventure. I love it. Okay. That's awesome. It's going to be a mascot. Okay, real quick. What was that? There are more in the back. If you were bidding on something and you didn't get a chance to win, there's more in the back, and feel free to pay what you bid. You already, in your mind and in your heart, you had already committed that money. You might as well go and sow it. All right? There you go. It's in the back. Go check it out. Okay, before I bring our pastors up here for, I am taking an offering. So I wanted to give everybody an opportunity this morning to sow. Normally, if you're a part of this house, you know we don't generally take up offerings, but this is one of those times where we want to be very intentional about sowing and blessing. Because when we are afforded the opportunity of having people from all around the world who are this close with the Lord and who have this much experience and anointing, we really want to give people the opportunity to sow into that, good ground, to see that further expand for them, to see that vision expand, to see all of the vision that we've been able to show in these videos. We really want to give people an opportunity to bless them and sow into that. So I'm going to take up an offering, and I'm going to pray. If you are interested in giving with a credit card, there are slips in the front of the chairs. You can fill that out. If you would like to make a check out, make it payable to FMI or Frontline Ministries International. And then we will make sure that that money gets distributed appropriately. But again, hear my heart. I'm all about partnership. I can't tell you how much the importance and value that I've seen in my life, in my family's life, of partnership. And any opportunity, I'll say this. I don't share this too often, but there's something that I realized the Lord spoke to me a few months ago, actually. And there, I've been afforded a lot of opportunities to sow into different things, and then there's been other times where it's been a little bit more of a stretch, and I've sown in more in faith. But the Lord really highlighted to me recently that there's never been an amount where I gave and I regretted giving that much. If anything, I'd wish I'd given more. So there's never really been an opportunity where I've been allowed to step out in faith and I haven't seen the Lord bless and respond to that. So that's why I'm a strong believer in partnership, a strong believer in sowing into places where there's good soil. So I'm going to have the ushers, some willing people, jump up and grab the basket. There we go. I knew you guys always come through. Yeah, there's. Do we have those slips in the chairs as well? Okay. If you're interested in becoming a Frontline Global partner, Carly's going to go grab those slips. They're slips in your black folder. And if you don't have your black folder or if you've lost the slip, Carly can grab those. If you want to become a Frontline Global partner, you can fill that slip out and put it in the basket. And then we'll just add you guys to the list so that you can receive everything that comes with being a global partner. Amen.
Are we showing that? Okay.
Batteries that went out. There we go. Thank you, Lord. Father, I thank you for every heart. I thank you for every partner. I thank you for every seed sown this morning. And Father, I pray that you would multiply it. And I take the prophetic promise in Ephesians that Mel spoke about, that it would go abundantly above, beyond anything that we can think or imagine. Thank you, Lord, for using people here to expand the kingdom, to touch lives in nations all around the world. And I thank you, Father, for every opportunity that we have to partner with these awesome men and women of God, that we would continue to see great breakthrough. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, why don't we show the Frontline Brazil video, and then I'll welcome up the pastors.
Frontline Ministries International feel that God's call in our life is to go to the four corners of the earth, and we've been serving in many different countries. In the early 2000s, the Lord placed Brazil strongly on our heart. So in 2004, while we were ministering in Mozambique, Africa, Pastor Jerseo Ribeiro, who's the senior leader and pastor of Casa de Jesus in Sao Paulo, was preaching, and we felt an instant connection. So he invited us to go to Brazil the following year, which we did. We brought a large team, and we ministered in Sao Paulo on the streets, primarily, though, in the favela or slum called Heliopolis. In 2005, we were able to hear the vision for Heliopolis as we came in to partner with Pastor Jerseo. And we were able to walk through the purchasing of the current mission house that is in Heliopolis. And we have seen what God has done with a very desperate place that the Lord restored and refurbished to now be a place of action where many things are going on. Actually, Pastor Jerseo's church, Casa de Jesus, meets there now. Our teams have gone and stayed in the mission house. We've discipled people there. There are children's activities that go on there. It's a safe place that people come and congregate. Since that time, we've also been working in another favela known as the City of God, or Cidade de Deus. That work is concentrating on ministry to the children in the favela, in the slum, who are being taught things of the Spirit. They're being led into salvation. They're being led into healing. They are learning what it is to be a worshiper of Jesus. And I see these little world changers. I see what God is doing. And the Lord has tethered our hearts together with them and also the children in Heliopolis. So we're seeing now that generations are being touched, that the mothers and the grandmothers and the aunts and the uncles are saying yes to Jesus. We're seeing their lives restored. We're seeing that they're hungry for things of the Spirit. We found in 2012 that it was time for Frontline Brazil to be established. Dr. Inez Nunes is our director of Frontline Brazil, which was established in 2013. Our worship center will include not only educational opportunities for impartation, but also places of healing and restoration for the children, but also for their families and those who are homeless. So we're looking forward to that. We are established there in Cidade de Deus. We have a long-term relationship as well in Heliopolis. And we're believing that God's going to bless that. We've been in Sao Paulo, we've been in Bahia, we've been in Belo Horizonte, we've been in Curitiba, and we've been in Novo Friburgo, ministered there, and we see that God is moving in all of these areas. Thank you so much for partnering with us and for your continued support on every front. We want to see the Lord's kingdom come and will be done on earth as it is in heaven, particularly in Brazil.
Amen. So you saw the frontline house that we were standing in front of. There is a vision and a desire to expand that, and I believe it's the building to the right of the center, correct? That we are looking into right there. Depending on how you're looking at it, to the right or to the left? Oh, to the left. Oh, got it.
We don't want to be confusing about that, because we did say at one time the building to the right is what we were going to buy. And then that did not come up for sale again. So we're looking at the one on the left. The windows are on the rear. It's the same size. Actually, it's a little bit bigger than the other ones. This is just the angle. So the one to the left is adjacent to where the drug addicts are and other things that are going on that aren't good. I mean, it's really, really, really close. And Pastor Jerseo is steps right across the street. So you walk about 10 steps, and you're with Pastor Jerseo, Casa de Jesus, Iris Global. We're all together. It's amazing. And we want to buy the whole block, but we're going to start one building at a time. So the one on the left, to the left of the blue door, is about $8,000. And what we want to do is knock the wall down between the building that's white and the building on the left and expand the worship center. And then we want to do the same on the right and take this building, and it has windows facing this way, and make it a larger soaking and worship center area. And Pastor Jerseo uses that during the week. They use it for whatever they need it to be used for. And then holy clubs and such are on Saturday, and Mondays they're using that as well. And there's a time of soaking and impartation. So the glory of God is being released in this compound area. It's huge. So we just found out right before we came that this building on the left is for sale again, and it was a few years ago. So if the Lord puts that on your heart, just talk to us so we can move and get this taken care of for these guys. And I also want to say that, Inez, would you mind coming up and sharing? You had a vision or a dream about this, and the Lord doesn't always work this way, but this is the way he worked for what we're doing.
Hi, good morning. I had a dream that we had the one on the right that were already inside that. So hopefully, yeah, it won't take long for us to acquire that as well. Okay, thank you. Where's the MC?
Amen. So, you know, there's something about obedience in the little things that opens the door for the greater things. Amen? You can have a vision for a whole block. You can have a vision for a whole city. You can have a vision for a whole nation. But if you're not willing to take the steps of obedience of getting the building next door, you're not going to be able to make the steps towards the nations. So I encourage you guys to look into that, to be praying about that. We really want to see the Lord touch that and open and expand that and increase, because there is a great vision for all of Brazil and a great heart connection. So we want to see Jesus continue to expand that. Amen? Amen. Okay. Well, I am going to welcome up Pastor Jose. I'm going to welcome him up. Pastor Jose, dear friend of the house, great man of God. I bless you. Amen.
Good morning. Praise the Lord. Wow. It's so challenging. But anyway, God is really good. And we believe that in the end of this conference, things will be changed because of his power and anointing. So, during all these days, we are kind of going around the walls of Jericho. And the Lord told me that today is a day which we have to celebrate the victory. And to celebrate the victory, we need faith. Because if you don't have faith, you cannot celebrate. And he told me that today we're going to shout and blow the shofar. So I just want to ask you to be ready to shout. You have to open all your voice and shout. Because the walls of Jericho, they are down today. So I want to ask some that they can blow the shofar to come. Just come running, it's time. And I want to ask all of us, please, let's stand up and be ready to shout the victory. And we will... Wow. Praise the Lord. And we're all going to shout the name of Jesus with all our strength. 1, 2, and 3. Jesus! Jesus! Give hand to the Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody shout victory. Healing. Somebody shout healing. Praise the Lord. Oh, let's all pray and thank Jesus for everything that he had done for us in our lives. Father, we thank you today that, Father, you had healed us. You had blessed us in a wonderful way. Thank you, Jesus, that you're still with us today and you're still going to do amazing things between us. Thank you, Lord, for the families that are set free. Thank you, Jesus, for the individuals that are set free. Thank you for your anointing. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your presence. Thank you that you are our provider. Thank you that you are our healer. Thank you, Father, that you are everything for us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father, in mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Okay, let's shout to the Lord Jesus. Jesus! Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Brother Lawrence. You may have your seat, please. Thank you, Jesus.
sale. Okay, I believe we're going to have Pastor Dreseo come up and share his heart as well. Okay, good.
I just want to also add a word for Pastor Jose, just so for some who may not have been at Relentless Pursuit, just wanted to mention that Pastor Jose has been a family member, a friend in the house to us, for us, since 2003. And we have made this introduction numerous times, but just also want to highlight that he is a prophet to the nations. Did you hear that? Pastor Jose is a prophet to the nations. What you heard last night was a prophetic word from the Lord as he was totally taken over by the Holy Spirit. Wow. And it was very strong. So praise the Lord for that, because the Lord cares about us so much. He doesn't want us to miss something that God is giving us right now, not 3 weeks from now, not tomorrow, but right now. So the power and the anointing last night was so strong that the Lord used him as an empty, willing vessel and blasted us with his message of love and grace and intentionality for Jesus to be our first love, whatever it takes. And it was strong. It was very intense. And if you don't understand how the Spirit moves and works, you might wonder, wow, is he upset or mad? Because he was very intense. But he was taken over by the Holy Spirit. He opens himself and the Holy Spirit just flows through him. So it was direct, it was compassionate, but it was strong. And I really encourage you to buy the set and watch it and then say, Lord, is this for me? Because there were words that were really, really convicting. Some people were falling out of their seats, literally, in the middle of the word from the power that was behind it and words that were said. And then the Lord brought us up to basically offer ourselves to him and let him have his way. So there was a cleansing and a refreshing that comes through repentance and deliverance and healing. And the Lord knew he was going to do that. Even in worship, we were singing about our Jehovah Mopalti deliverer, and God was doing just a mighty work. So praise the Lord for that. So we want to thank Pastor Jose for that message last night, and all of our beloved speakers. Pastor Jerseo has been amazing Thursday night, Friday morning, and through the rest of the weekend with Inez Nunez as well. And Inez, as you saw from the video, Pastor Jerseo and Inez work together. But Pastor Jerseo overviews and oversees Sao Paulo, Brazil for Iris Global, and also it works throughout the entire nation and has been used by God to bring in Heidi Baker into Brazil, Randy Clark. So Lord has used this man to open up the gateway. He was a gatekeeper, gateway, a strong apostle and prophet that God has used so dramatically to change a nation, and many things are happening. And so these are some of the things that we know personally, and we just want to offer that from our hearts to you as a frontline family here on Sunday morning, as well as the last session for Relentless Pursuit. If some of you have not been here to hear some of this, then we just wanted to offer that to you. So we thank God for their lives. Pastor Jerseo concentrates in Heliopolis and Sao Paulo, in Sao Paulo and City of God, overseeing that, as you heard and saw. And he also is very well known in throughout the whole country of Brazil. He's a papa to the nation of Brazil. And the Lord connected us in 2004 in Mozambique when we were there to serve and to learn. And we saw him and watched him as he was on the floor weeping before Jesus in 2004. And then 2005, we had a team go to Brazil, and we've been going ever since. So God has been so faithful. So we've had this partnership of heart and ministry connectedness since that time in 2003 with Pastor Jose, who works also in Maputo and throughout all of Brazil, but concentrates in the middle to the southern part of Mozambique, overseeing many ministries, but has an incredible influence as senior leader and senior pastor for all the pastors, I believe, in Iris Global for the country of Mozambique. So he works closely with Heidi and Roland Baker through Iris Global as well. And both men and their families are completely connected with our hearts. We're family together, so God is so big, so good. And so you've just seen pieces, parts from some of the videos. And, you know, every time I show a video here, we show a video here, I think, oh, there's so much more. I wish they could have been there in the village of Kambamuni and see the power of God fall and just masses get saved, healed, and delivered. Oh, it'd be so cool. And many of us have been on these trips, and we continue to partner. So just so that you know, when you become a Frontline Global partner, what you sow into financially will go to support the things that you're seeing and many more things. So just consider that as the place of covenant that Lawrence was talking about. Just really appreciate that. That's how we're able to do what we're able to do. The Lord provides that way through covenant hearts. But I just thank God for both of these gentlemen. And we don't plan things, as you can see. We're just saying, Lord, you just show up. And the Lord speaks to Pastor Jose and says, I'm going to have someone blow the shofar, and we're going to declare Jesus here. So praise the Lord for that. And we're just going to invite Pastor Jose and Pastor Jerseo to tag team however they would like. And I'm going to ask Pastor Jerseo to come, if you would, please, with Inez Nunez. And Inez works, again, with Pastor Jose, and she's also our director of Frontline Brazil. And if you buy the set, you'll be able to catch from the different sessions just different aspects of things that will touch your heart and really go deep in the areas of what we're doing and what they're doing together and how we can see the kingdom of God expanded. So today is just a little teaser, just a little bit to invite us to go forward with these guys. So thank you, Pastor Jerseo. I love you. Pastor Bill and I love you, and thank you so much for coming here, flying halfway around the world to be with us, you two and us, and we're so grateful to you. So can we just give a big shout and thank you for Jesus, for these guys coming. I mean, they're very busy. And I just want to encourage you to thank them afterwards for the time invested coming here. And I thank those of you who have been able to be part of this, and thank you for honoring them and honoring their time by being here and participating and receiving. God bless you.
Bom dia, meus queridos.
Good morning.
Feliz em estar aqui com vocês.
I'm happy to be here with you.
Tendo a oportunidade de despedir de vocês com uma breve palavra.
And having the opportunity to say goodbye to you, saying a brief word.
E agradecer pela oportunidade de Deus de servir vocês.
And thanking God to be able to serve you.
É um privilégio muito grande a gente estar aqui.
It's a great privilege for us to be here.
Servir vocês é um presente de Deus para minha vida.
And to serve you is like a gift from God to my life.
Eu queria entregar para vocês muito rápido algo muito importante para fechar que nós falamos naqueles duas sessões.
I just want to give you something that I think is very important just to close up what we've been saying before.
Eu vou só citar alguns textos rápidos para a gente entregar para você.
I'm just going to say some verses very quickly just to give you this information.
Jesus disse em alguns lugares, especialmente Mateus 24, 25, que nos dias que antecederiam a volta dele,
Jesus said in Matthew 24 and 25 that the days that would be before his second coming
seriam dias muito difíceis, e ele chama de dias de princípio de dores.
And there would be very difficult times and many pain and suffering.
Para alguns países são dificuldades financeiras. To some pobres.
For the poor countries will be finances, will be problems, difficulty in finances.
E outros, em outros países, e em todos os países, dificuldades mentais, ataque do inimigo na mente.
In other countries, the enemy would attack people's minds.
E E Deus me deu uma palavra muito forte durante esses anos explicando sobre isso.
And God has given me a word explaining about this.
Você pode estudar melhor depois.
So you can study this after.
Tá em 2 Tessalonicenses capítulo 2, versos de 9 a 11.
2 Thessalonians, yeah? Thank you.
Capítulo 2 do verso 9 a 11 especialmente.
Chapter 2, verses 9 to 11.
E fala de um ataque mental.
And speaks about a mental attack.
Fala de um potestade, de uma fortaleza espiritual que iria atacar a mente das pessoas.
He talks about a mental fortress, something that attacks people's mind.
No sentido de parar o evangelismo, de parar o anúncio da volta de Jesus.
In the sense of stopping announcing that Christ is coming back.
E trazer confusão mental nas pessoas.
And to bring confusion, mental confusion.
E fala o texto que ele vem na mente e ele troca a mentira pela verdade.
Não, contrário, a verdade pela mentira.
Sim.
So he comes and attacks the mind and he changes whatever is truth and tells lies. Yeah?
E quanto mais a pessoa se afasta de Deus, mais ela vai deixando de acreditar nele e acreditando na mentira que o diabo põe na mente dela.
And the more people get away from God, the more they are going to believe in the lies that have been told to their minds.
Principal, a pessoa não percebe.
And the worst thing is the person doesn't see it.
Por isso Deus deu essa ideia tão extraordinária do título desse seminário.
And that's why God gave this the conference, the title of the conference. That's
só
why God
há uma forma da gente conseguir desbloquear essa fortaleza mental, nos aproximando, buscando Jesus cada vez mais desesperadamente.
So the only way we can attack this mental fortress is to relentlessly pursue Jesus.
E ele vai atacar de todas as formas o inimigo.
And the enemy is going to attack us in any shape or form.
A Bíblia, esse texto fala de Tessalonicenses 2, que é uma sedução mental.
This text on Thessalonians says that it's like a mental seduction.
Uma sedução em formas das mais diversas razões.
A seduction in different forms.
Vai pôr família no lugar de Deus, trabalho no lugar de Deus.
It's going to put family before God, in the place of God. It's going to put work instead of God.
Distrações. E se a gente não tiver ligado com ele 24 horas ao dia, ele começa a penetrar na nossa mente para atacar também nossa família.
So, if we're not connected with God 24 hours a day, the enemy will attack our minds and to get away from God.
E a gente vai colocar razões. Ah, eu não posso por causa disso, eu não vou fazer por causa daquilo. E vamos aos poucos nos afastando e cumprindo a profecia escatológica do Senhor Jesus, que antes da volta dele.
Then we are going to make excuses. I can't do this because of this. I can't do things for the Lord because we are going to give excuses all the time for things that we are not going to do for the Lord.
E isso vai aos poucos vai chegando num ponto de trocar toda a verdade que tem dentro de nós e quer que se amplie, se complete, ele vai colocando mentira no lugar.
So that's what's going. We are going to exchange the truth for lies. We are going to
coloca,
start to believe in the lies that have been told.
Orgulho, inveja, competições familiares.
So it brings pride, it brings envy, it brings people competing.
Problemas no casamento.
Marriage problems.
E isso se torna o nosso espírito preso.
And this makes our spirit to be imprisoned.
A nossa alma fica presa nessas regiões.
Our soul is in prison.
E ele usa toda forma de ataque.
And the enemy attacks
abuso
in any
sexual,
shape or form.
Coisas na área sexual e tudo que você puder imaginar que
abuse,
nos tira da presença de Deus.
And that takes us away from God's presence.
Mas Deus sempre tem um remédio.
that God always has a medicine.
Quando ele mostra a nossa ferida, ele sempre tem bálsamo, uma cura.
When he shows our wounds, he always has something to heal it.
E ele, um dos remédios que sempre dá na palavra é Salmos 37, 19.
So one of these medicines is Psalms.
Psalm 37,
19. Psalms 37, verse 19.
Ele fala que nos dias de dores, nos dias de fome, nós sempre teremos fartura, os filhos dele.
He says that when there are times of hunger, we always have enough.
E eu só quero ver com você o único verso e a gente termina. Só um rápido.
So I just want to see one verse with you.
É João 14, 10.
And John 14, 10.
Isso resume o que ele está querendo dizer para a gente.
Tell us what he wants to say to us.
Mas antes eu vou citar só mais um texto.
But before that, I'm just going to cite a verse.
Romano, antes, enquanto você procura na sua Bíblia, eu vou citar também Romanos 12, 1 e 2.
I'm also going to cite Romans, Romans 12, verses 1 and 2.
Romanos 1 e 2, a gente já volta aqui. Romanos 1 e 2 fala assim.
Romans 1 and 2 says.
Que a vontade de Deus é um processo.
That the will of God is a process.
Que ela começa sendo boa,
that's good,
agradável e perfeita.
And perfect.
O trabalho do Espírito Santo na nossa vida é um processo.
The work of the Holy Spirit in our lives is a process.
Nós começamos a conhecer a vontade dele para nossa vida.
We start to know his will for our lives.
Vamos caminhando ao longo da vida.
And we walk.
Buscando ele desesperadamente.
Searching for him desperately.
A vontade dele é uma fase de ser boa na nossa vida.
So his will in our lives.
Ele olha para nós e fala, tá bom.
He looks at us and says, okay, that's good.
A gente continua buscando.
And we continue to search for him.
Mas o diabo pega a gente por aqui
e
vai tentando trazer de volta.
The devil grabs us
and
tries to bring us back.
Vou buscar Deus, vou buscar Deus.
We continue to go
atrás dele desesperadamente.
And I'm going to pursue him desperately.
Então a gente passa para uma segunda fase.
And we go through a second phase.
E começa uma fase de sermos agradáveis a ele.
Is the phase that we are okay to him.
E o diabo tenta nos trazer para trás.
And the devil tries to
grab us,
and we continue to
e vencemos aquela segunda fase. Até chegamos numa fase.
And we,
a vontade dele é perfeita na nossa vida.
And we win that second phase until there is a third phase where his will is perfect in our lives.
Não podemos parar nem na primeira.
We can't stop in the first phase.
Nem na segunda.
Not in the second one.
O alvo é a terceira.
The target is the third one.
O pastor José falou ontem.
The target
nós temos
that
um alvo.
Pastor José said about it
nós
yesterday.
Não podemos parar até atingir esse alvo.
We cannot stop until
e viver nesse alvo.
Reach the target and we
então,
have to live in this.
Nós chegamos nesse ponto do
and
texto.
And then we arrive at this. Oh, sorry, John, can you?
João 14, 10.
John 14, 10, please.
Esse texto fala uma coisa, um segredo extraordinário de Deus para nós.
In this verse there is a secret from God to us. So, do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own initiative, but the Father abiding in me does his works.
Guarde no teu coração, na sua mente e no teu coração isso. A gente encerra.
So keep it in your mind and in your heart.
Jesus nunca falou alguma coisa ou fez segundo a sua própria vontade.
Jesus never said something or never has done something of his own will.
Vou falar de novo.
I'm going to say it again.
Jesus nunca falou.
Jesus never said.
Nunca falou.
Never said.
Sendo Deus como Pai.
Sendo
Deus que Ele é como Pai.
As God, as He is God.
Se sujeitou totalmente à vontade.
Surrendered totally to the God's will.
Para fazer a vontade dele.
do God's will.
Ele nunca falou alguma coisa.
He never said something.
É escrito aí.
It's written there.
E nunca fez alguma coisa.
And he never has done something.
Segundo according, o que ele queria.
According to his own will.
Falou, não, agora eu vou fazer uma coisa. Não vou olhar para o Pai.
Jesus never said, oh, now I'm going to do something. I'm not going to look at the Father.
Nunca.
Never.
Está escrito aí. Ele
it's
disse
said
nunca.
It says never, never.
Tudo que saía da boca dele.
Everything that came out of his mouth.
Cada atitude.
And every attitude.
Ele ouvia o Pai.
He was listening to the Father.
O que que o senhor quer, Pai?
What do you want, Father?
Qual é o próximo passo?
What's the next step, Father?
O que que eu vou falar?
What I'm going to
o que
say?
Que eu vou fazer?
What I'm going to do?
Porque ele veio para viver no centro da vontade do Pai.
Because he came to live in the center of God's will.
E fez tudo com excelência.
And he has done everything with excellence.
Tudo que ele começou, ele terminou.
Everything he started, he finished.
Ele não viveu para si.
He didn't live for himself.
Então, segredo, meus amados.
So that's the secret.
Um dos maiores segredos da Bíblia que eu entendo.
One of the biggest secrets that is in the Bible.
Nunca quer ser completamente feliz?
Do you want to be happy, completely
happy?
Você
quer ter a sua família completamente feliz?
Do you want to see your family completely happy?
Viva e ensine-os.
Live and teach them.
A fazer 100% da vontade de Deus.
To do 100% God's will.
É o que nós estamos, o Espírito Santo está trazendo para você nesses dias.
That's what the Holy Spirit is bringing
Ele
to you.
Ele quer te completar.
He wants to
Lembra?
Complete you. Remember?
Tem partes da nossa vida que a família tomou lugar.
There are areas in our lives that the family took the place.
Tem partes da nossa vida que o trabalho tomou o lugar dele.
There are parts in our lives that the work is more important.
Tem parte da nossa vida que a casa, os afazeres, o estudo, todos os nossos planos tomaram o lugar dele.
There are parts in our lives that our house, whatever we have to do, if we study,
quando,
takes God's place.
E quando isso acontece,
and when this happens,
ao invés de nós irmos de ir passo a passo, boa, agradável, perfeita, ou a gente para ou a gente retrocede.
So when this happens, when something else takes God's place,
não,
we stop.
Não alcançamos o alvo que esse nosso amado pelo Espírito Santo falou de uma profundidade tão tremenda ontem. Dentre outras coisas maravilhosas.
That was said yesterday in a very deep way.
Como Mel Tari, os pastores falaram aqui.
And Mel also said here, and also Pastor
Bill. É tempo
Bill.
Dele dar para nós mais, muito mais, abundantemente mais.
It's time for him to give us more abundantly.
O que vai nos proteger nossa família, proteger nossa salvação e viver Jesus voltando, é a gente correr para a vontade dele.
So what's going to protect us, what's going to protect our family is to run and do his
will. Persegui-lo desesperadamente.
To pursue him relentlessly.
24 horas ao dia.
24 hours a day.
E então nós vamos viver no centro da vontade dele.
So we are going to live in the center of God's will for our lives.
Ouvir e falar.
We are going to listen.
Receber e entregar.
So we're going to listen and to
dele,
hear and to say. We are going to
dele,
receive and give.
Vontade.
We are going to receive from him and not from our own will, but from him.
Receba do céu para você.
Sorry.
Receba do céu.
Receive from heaven to you.
De
receive
Deus
from the throne of God to your life.
Ele seja glorificado em tudo.
And we glorify him in everything.
Deus abençoe. Muito
God
obrigado
bless
por
you.
Me receber
Thank
aqui.
You for receiving me.
Aprendi muito
I
com
have
vocês
learned
de
a
novo,
lot.
Com as palavras maravilhosas desses amados.
With what has been preached here.
E vou ir para casa um pouco mais completo, um pouco mais, é um processo.
I'm going to go back home a little bit more complete, but I am in the process.
Crianças.
And give to our children what I
e
received.
E os adultos também. Deus abençoe.
Adults as well. Thank
Até
you.
Até o ano que vem, se Deus
God
quiser.
Bless you.
So I believe we all together in the same journey. And the Lord says for us today, we belong to Him. And what we have to do is just to hear what He says to us and obey and live in unity with Him. Now it's amazing when you are in Him. As He says, when I set you free, you are free. And then when you are free, you live the life of freedom. You are not going back to the jail. And then you grow in every areas because He wants to us to be like Him in everything. In our manner to think, the way how we look, everything, the way we are walking, He is looking that we will be like Him. We will become like Him because we are His image. So being in that process, many times we have to be prepared to pay the price. We have to be prepared to say, here I am and my life is not mine. Doesn't matter what we are passing through. We are focused in Him. And every day, in each day, we are the living sacrifice. I believe that the Lord has a great purpose in our lives. And what we have to understand is we have to obey Him 100%. And we have to give our minds to Him. And we don't have to be conformed with this world because we are not belonging to this world. We are going somewhere. And then when we are going somewhere, we are in the process that we will get there. Ready, everything finished. We get there and will be not nothing that we will lack. Because the image that we will be when we get there is His image. Many times it's getting so difficult because there's a confusion and we mix ourselves with things that we are not supposed to be mixed. We are the chosen ones. We are set apart. So that means we are not like others and we have to seek something. Really something that will help us to be set free while we are in the process. So which one of us is in His process, but we are together? Is that why the Bible says we prefer each other than ourselves? We give ourselves to others. And you know, sometimes it is painful because we cannot do what we want to do. It's painful because we are thinking about what we want and is not what God wants for us. So I want to encourage you from today that you stand up and you walk faithfully to Him. You obey Him. You receive Because he is a giver of everything. So he expects that you will receive. Because life in him is to receive and to give. So when you receive, you give. And when you give, you receive again. You receive, you give. And when you receive, you give again. That is a lifestyle that we're supposed to live. It's not just on finances. We receive peace, we give peace. We receive joy, we give joy. We receive forgiveness, we give forgiveness. Everything that is in the Father is for us. And it's the way we are living. So get prepared, because you are the one who you're supposed to receive. There's a people that are not ready to receive. But you are the one that you receive and you give. When you give, the person is receiving and he can give too. So you are the one who blesses others. You are the one who is letting other people's eyes to be open for the God, for God's will. You are the one, you know, you are in the front line. I like the name of your ministry. It's a responsibility to be in front line. And then when you are in front line, you know that there's many people looking your steps, because they want to see how you are doing, that they will come and follow you. It's responsibility, even in God, to be in front line, because God has you as a special person who will receive and give. So it's time that we will understand that, because the Lord wants to expand everything that he had started through us. It's time where God wants to accelerate through us. It's time where God is saying, this is for you, that you will give the nation. The nations are hungry for God. And the nations are expecting something new, something really, which just you can give it. And just you can show the nations about how God is through his nature in you. So I believe the change that we are bringing to the world is about how we are living, from our families, from our marriages, from everything we are doing. When we are able to be example, a living example of Jesus, things gonna change around the world. It's time that we have to understand that and walk in that. It's time that we have to move through the anointing of God, because the word says the anointing breaks the yoke. Where there's anointing of God, the yoke has to be broken. Where there's anointing of God, has to be changed. I came to tell you that, you know, in your marriage, in everything you are doing, if you are going, you are moving with the anointing, the change will be there. And take your responsibility. Believe and be practical in what the Lord had called you. This is you with him. This is his power in you. This is his anointing in you. When you believe this, when you receive the way it is, you give it. And then you will see yourself changing. you will see yourself turning a light of the world. Because the purpose of God in us is to bring him. He is Emmanuel, God in us. So if he is in us, we got to live his life. God in us. We are releasing his word. We are looking like him. We are hearing the way we're supposed to hear. And then things will come very clear. And the world will see how he is in our lives. So, my dear, take your responsibility. Just begin to take a new steps. You know, we know it's difficult, but with him, it's easier. You know, because he says even that he is carrying the burden. We are not carrying the burden. He is the one who carries the burden. And he says, I'm setting you free. And he says, I'm blessing you. So we have everything in him. We are complete. So out of confusion, because he needs us in his presence. Oh, Jesus, I believe it's time to run. I believe it's time to give the real thing from him. I believe it's time just to delight in him. Because when we delight in him, we become like him. When we delight in him, we are bringing heaven in the world. I believe the confusion that is around us will run away when we will begin to give the real thing. And we are the ones. There's something in you, believing or not, I'm telling you, there's something real in you. Something that the Lord had given special to you. And when you take this bread of life, and you give for the people that are hopeless, people that are dying, oh, the change will be there. Thank you very much for receiving me. And, you know, I will tell you that every year when I'm coming here, I'm learning more. And I'm getting so blessed with everything that the Lord is doing here. Be strong in your faith and close your ears to the world and to the enemy, because he is after you. He wants to see you down. That is his mission. The enemy has his own mission, and he knows exactly what he comes to do. So don't think that maybe praying, you know, fasting 2-3 days, that will shut down the enemy, because he has his mission. And his mission is to see you down. Is that why every day we are receiving from him that will be protected. So be strong in faith. Walk in faith. Do everything in faith. And believe every day in all the situation that you are passing through. Just believe that he will deliver you. He is your deliverer. And he is your everything. You got to learn a little bit more about his name. Each situation has an answer in him. Each situation that you are passing through, go to the word of God, and you will find the answer. And the answer is his name. So it's your time to believe and to live faith, through faith.
Because when you do that, the walls of Jericho will go down in your life. And nothing will stop you in fulfilling the mission. God bless you. I love you. So before I finish, I just want to ask Pastor Bill and Mary Pat, you know, sometimes we are having confusion in our minds. But, you know, I'm really growing with what the Lord is doing through this couple. When you know how things have begun, and you see God, you know, doing things, is where you can believe even more. So we are all blessed. And just want to ask you to come, that we will all pray for them and lift up their arms like happens to Moses. Because they are the ones that they are caring everything about the ministry. So our responsibility is to support them. I know what is going on when you are the leader. Many times something can rise again between the family, between your sons and daughters. I'm talking because I know what is going on. It happens to me too, you know. And I just want to remind you, your responsibility as a son or a daughter is to lift up them, is to help them, is to bless them, is to give everything to be with them, that the Lord will keep doing what he's doing. And I want to ask you to come and pray for this couple and bless them. You know, if you have a word of encouragement, you just release the word to them. Thank you, Jesus. Why we are not bringing two chairs here? And they will sit. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Someone can take this off. Oh, sometimes we think that leaders, you know, they are strong enough. They can do everything. But they're just like us. You know, they feel pain. Eh? And they cry. So please, if you have a word of encouragement, if, you know, you have any kind of prayer, blessings, to bless them, just to bless them. You know, because I know many times they are crying for you guys. And many times. And sometimes they will not tell you what they were doing in the room. And they used to cry for you because they have responsibility from God to cry. And many of you, you don't know sometimes that what is the big experience of the leaders in the ministry. My experience is to cry. I cry. I'm not a stone. You know, I cry. I used to cry. And I know that they cry too. And they cry for you. That the Lord will bless you. The Lord will change your lives. The Lord will do good things for you. So please Let's pray and bless them. Pastor, quero orar aqui. Venha orar, pastor.
Pai amado, se puder ter luz e oração. Pai amado,
Father,
queremos te agradecer, Senhor.
We want to thank you
por esse momento.
For this moment.
De gratidão, Senhor.
Of gratitude.
Da vida desse casal.
And the life of this couple.
De toda a família.
And all their family.
E todos os filhos que eles geraram.
All their sons and daughters.
Muito obrigado, Senhor, por ter levantado eles nessa geração.
Thank you, Jesus, that you raised them up in this generation.
E tem dado a vida para levar a tua palavra ao redor do mundo.
And has given their lives to take your words around the world.
E eles são o nosso exemplo vivo.
And they are our role models.
Então, Senhor, pedimos que o Senhor complete na vida deles.
So we ask you, Lord, to complete in their lives.
Aquilo que o Senhor começou, o Senhor vai completar.
What you started, you are going to finish.
Aquilo que o Senhor está fazendo, continue fazendo.
What you're doing, just continue to do it.
Em nome do Senhor Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Cada dia, cada noite, cada manhã.
Each day, each morning, each night.
Traga mais do Senhor para a vida deles.
Bring more of you to their lives.
E cada dia mais eles entrem no centro da tua vontade.
That each day more they are in the center of your will for their lives.
E eles transbordem do que eles estão cheios.
And they release what they have.
Cada dia mais, Senhor, each, está operando isso na vida deles.
Every day you are operating this in their lives.
Todos nós, Senhor.
All of us.
Não importa a nossa idade, Pai.
Doesn't matter which age we have.
Nós continuamos precisando de colo.
We continue to need love.
Nós continuamos precisando de abraço.
We need hugs.
Nós continuamos, Senhor, querendo sermos carregados por Ti, Pai amado.
We need You to hold us in Your arms.
Como uma mãe e um pai carrega um bebê.
Like a mother and a father, they hold their babies.
Todo dia, nós também, Senhor, líderes e os seus filhos de modo geral.
Every day we need that too, Father.
Necessitamos do Teu amor, do Teu carinho.
We need Your love.
Do Teu ombro para chorar, Pai Santo.
We need Your shoulder so we can cry on.
Temos pessoas à nossa volta que oram por nós, que clamam por nós e choram por nós.
We know there are people around us that pray for us, that cry out for us.
Tem momentos que só os Teus braços nos consolam.
But there are moments that only in Your arms we can find peace.
Só o Teu beijo e o Teu abraço nos protege e nos devolve alegria.
Only Your kiss and Your hug gives us back our happiness, our joy.
Então faça isso na vida deles, Senhor.
So we pray for that in their lives.
Cada dia mais, Senhor.
Every day more.
Até só completar o Teu coração neles, Pai.
And You will complete Your heart in their hearts.
Em cada um de nós, Pai.
And in each one of us.
Eu agradeço pela vida deles.
I thank for their lives.
De não se importar de pagar qualquer preço.
Because they have paid the price.
De atravessar os oceanos.
To go to nations.
E lá derramar suas lágrimas.
And there cry out to You.
Derramar seu suor.
And to do things for You.
E quem sabe até a própria vida.
And who knows, giving their own lives.
Como aconteceu em África, Senhor.
As it happened in Africa.
O diabo quis levar a vida deles.
That the devil tried to kill them.
Mas o Senhor trouxe de volta.
But He brought them back.
Através da malária e as outras.
Yes, and they had malaria, but You healed them.
Porque o Senhor tem mais para eles.
Because You have much more for them.
E através da vida deles.
And through their lives.
O Senhor vai entregar mais para outras pessoas.
They are going to reach many other people.
Obrigado pelo privilégio de estar aqui.
Thank You for the privilege of being here.
E aprender com eles aqui e lá no Brasil.
And to learn from them here and in Brazil.
E a glória de tudo isso.
And the glory of all this.
É somente para Ti,
it's only Yours, Father, Jesus.
Pro Pai e o Espírito Santo.
Only for the Father, the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Me sinto honrado de poder honrá-los.
I am honored to honor them.
E nós todos honrarmos o nosso Pai amado.
And all of us together to honor our Father in heaven. In the name of Jesus. Thank you.
No weapon will prosper against you. And he says, I'm with you to protect you. I'm with you to lift up you. I'm with you to take you even more to the nations. And you will shine. And you will shine. And you will even shine more than what is happening now. There's a door that I'm opening for you. Nations, nations. I keep hearing nations, nations. And he is opening the room. I see the room getting open in heaven. The room, kind of bank, all the finances you need, they are coming to fulfill the missions. All the finances you need, they're coming. They're coming. Yeah, they're coming. All the tools that you need, he will give to you to fulfill the mission. Because this is his mission. It's not your mission. It's not about you. It's about him. It's not about you. It's about him. And the enemy is done. The enemy is done. The enemy is done. He cannot touch you. He can say whatever he wanna say from far away, but he cannot touch you because you belong to him. And he is your protector. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Papa. Father, we pray for more for them. More, Lord. More of your peace. Thank you, Jesus. More of your peace. Peace, peace, peace. Jehovah Shalom for their lives. Jehovah Shalom. Oh, Rababashike, he says, I will provide everything you need. I am Jehovah Shalom. I am Jehovah Jesus. Oh, Rababashike, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Papa. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
The other day, Steph had another vision of you guys at the front of the boat. And the Lord wanted me to just remind you that just like Moses had Aaron and Hur, I've watched and I've seen you have several Aaron and Hurs in this house. You are supported and you are set up. In your weaknesses, the Lord is making you strong. But he's also built relationship and covenant to continue to keep you strong. And in the storms, there are casualties and there are loss. And we mourn with the lost and we mourn with what we don't have. And we mourn together as a family throughout the nations. But the anointing on you to bring reformation, to bring revival, and to transform culture into the loving, knowing presence of Jesus will not be thwarted, and it will not stop. It doesn't matter if 1,000 fall at your side or 10,000 at your right hand. It will not come near to you. And I'm going to pour over prophetically, just a new horn of oil, a new anointing for a new level of provision. It is coming. It's coming.
Yes.
It's coming.
Yes.
And I'm pouring it over prophetically, and we're going to just stand in agreement that this is a Kairos moment for a new anointing, a fresh level of his presence to pour over you in understanding and blessing and financial freedom, a new place of His presence and anointing. So just going to pour over and just believe with me for this to come. Open up the windows of heaven, Lord. Open up the windows of heaven, Lord. Whoa. Jesus, let it come through. Oh, Jesus. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I just declare your promise, your provision, your understanding and ability to discern and to where to go. Lord, to understand your will and your ways, to be able to move and to zig and zag around the attacks of the enemy, to be able to continue to go and keep the course and to move through the darkness, to penetrate the darkness and to knock it out in the name of Jesus. That it'll be knocked out in Canton. It'll be knocked out in Brazil. It'll be knocked out in Mozambique. It'll be knocked out all around. Where everywhere Frontline steps his foot, it'll be a place of revival. It'll be a place of Ichabod, weighty glory in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hey, Father, we just declare again what was declared in this house last night for their lives, far more abundantly and beyond, in Jesus' mighty name, in Jesus' mighty name, far more abundantly and beyond. Shall we declare together, please?
Far more abundantly beyond.
Amen, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Does anybody else has a vision, a word? Yeah.
Father, just like Jesus poured his life out, we watch these two pour their lives out over and over again. Just as Jesus says there's another way to do this, instead he took the cup and he drank the cup. Father, I thank you that your anointing is on these two. It's evident that they are drinking the cup, that they're counting the cost. We see it. It's modeled right in front of us. We see it. And as a result, faith and hope rises up inside of us because we can see. Just like the disciples saw what you did, they saw it with their eyes. They watched you. Lord, as sons and daughters, we're watching these two and we're seeing a new realm of possibility. And there's people that come in this house, Lord, that are doing the same things, and we're seeing what's possible. And then you're speaking to us, Lord, as sons and daughters, because our ears are being opened to you, and we're seeing what's possible. Lord, you've drawn them out of obscurity, and you brought them to a low place, and they've counted the cost. And we know they take the wind. We know they take the hits. But Lord, you're raising us up as a result to do the same thing, and now to be able to cover them with friendship and kindness, partnership and covenant, sons and daughters, loving a mom and a papa, because you created family. Lord, you've drawn each and every one of us to this place. And we've counted the cost, and we've heard your voice, and we said yes. And we said, yeah, we'll stay. We're going to stay. We choose to remain because we want fruit that remains. We want the nations to be changed. That's the cry of our heart, Father. I know that's why this house exists. Because we want to see nations changed. Nations come into your inheritance because you're worthy, Jesus. And this house is marked by that, the worthiness of Jesus. We look at you, Jesus, and we see the cost that you counted. And we take the model and we run with it. We do everything we can, Lord, to go lower and lower. And as a result, we know you're being lifted up, Jesus. God, I ask that you'll continue to show Pastor Bill and Pastor Mary Pat, Mom and Papa, just how to keep going lower, to answer that cry in their heart, how can I go lower? How can I go lower? You're answering that cry, Father, and you're pouring out anointing on them, enabling them. You're taking them to places they never imagined. far beyond what they imagined. And yet you even call him to a deeper place. You ask him, go lower, go deeper, think bigger, see a bigger vision. And they're looking at it, and they're seeing it, and they're declaring it, Lord. And we hear it with our ears. And we're stepping into it with agreement, and we're saying, yes, yes, yes. Lord, we don't know how, but yes, yes, yes. Lord, we pour out our finances, our time, our families, our own ambitions, our dreams. We pour it out at your feet, Jesus, because you're simply worthy to receive reward because of what you did that night at the garden, saying yes to the cross, yes to that process. Thank you. You did it, Jesus. And you're doing it now. You have a plan, and we're just simply saying yes. Lord, I thank you that these two have said yes, and they continue to say yes. In the face of opposition, they continue to say yes. In the face of death, they continue to say yes, because your grace is on them, Lord, and it's great. It's a great grace, and it overshadows them. They say yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Father, I just thank you for the mama and the papa in this house, Father God. I thank you, Lord, for their hearts of obedience, God. I thank you, Lord, that they are for their hearts to serve you, God, before everything else, God, even before their families, Lord God, and even before sometimes each other, Jesus. I just thank you for their hearts for you, that they love you so much, God. They love you so much, God. I thank you for the things that they have sacrificed, Lord. I thank you for the love that they've shown on each one of us, Father, every day, Father. I just thank you for their hearts, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Father, for what you've done in this place, Lord God, in Frontline Ministries, Lord God, where you've taken it, Father. And I thank you that just now, Lord, you just showed me a picture of a train, Father God, and this train is accelerating. So, Lord, I just thank you, Father God, for the acceleration, God. I thank you for the full speed ahead, Father, that you have. Lord, as they've had hearts of obedience, Lord God, and they said, Lord, we'll move forward one step at a time, one step at a time, one step at a time. But Jesus, you are going to take us, Lord God, to places that we've never been before, God, at speeds we've never seen before, Jesus. And Lord, we're holding on tight. And I thank you, Father, that we have leaders, conductors, Father God, hey, that listen to your heart, Lord God. So I'm aboard that train, God, and I thank you, Lord God, that we're all aboard that train, Father, at full speed ahead, Lord God, for what you want to do in Frontline Ministries, Jesus. Whoa! I just thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for these two people, Lord God, who listened to your heart, who started something years ago, Father God, and Lord, for what has become of it, Lord God, and for what you're going to continue to do in this place and beyond, Father. Jesus, it all started with just hearts of obedience and hearts of love. So thank you for Mama Mary Pat, Lord God, and thank you for Papa Bill, Lord God, and the things, Lord God, the obedience, Lord God, the love, Lord God, that they have for you, Jesus, first and foremost. Thank you, Jesus.
God, I thank you that Pastor Bill and Pastor Mary Pat are fire receivers, that they are fire carriers, and that they are fire releasers, Lord, and that as they release their fire to others, that they raise up other fire carriers, fire receivers, fire releasers. Lord, I thank you that is for all of us, and it's because we have received from you, and that they have exemplified that, what it looks like to receive your fire, to receive your passion, and to carry it and to pour it out to others, Lord, just as Pastor Bill and Pastor Mary Pat have poured it out on us, God. Thank you, Lord. And just the song lyrics are coming to mind. There's a yes in our hearts, and it carries through eternity. Simple obedience changes history. God, I thank you that there is a yes in Pastor Bill and Pastor Mary Pat's hearts, and that they are yeses that change history, that they carry through eternity, and that their simple obedience change history as they go to the ends of the earth, everywhere that you're calling them to reach out to the lost and to see them come to know you, God. Those things change history. And they carry through eternity. Thank you, Lord.
I keep getting a picture of, and it sounds ridiculous when I thought of it, like the hundreds of thousands This ministry has been 20 plus years in the making, and I just see hundreds of thousands, millions of people that have been saved through this ministry, that have been snatched out of the pits of hell because of these two people. So, Lord, I just thank you for this. Just the faces, the many faces that are in heaven, that are going to heaven, that it's multiplying exponentially because of these two people and the yes in their hearts that they have seen the writing on the wall, that they knew that this was their calling, and that because of that there are hundreds of thousands of people that are not going to hell. We just thank you so much for that, God. For the hundreds and thousands of people that know your love, God. And I thank you for the hundreds, the millions, the billions, the trillions that are going to come to know you because of this ministry, God. I just bless this ministry. I bless this couple and their marriage. God, I just bless them. I bless them. I just keep seeing the crowd growing bigger, that the Lord has so much more. The crowd is growing bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. We don't know how huge that is, that there are people that legitimately are on their way to hell, but because of this ministry, they will not go to hell. Their family will not go to hell. Their friends will not go to hell, God, that they will be in heaven, that they will reign forever with you because of this ministry. We thank you so much more, or we thank you that you're going to do so much more through them, that I just hear the Lord saying that he's going to show even more of what's on the wall, the writing that's on the wall, that, you know, he's so big that there's no, like, our brains can't comprehend, you know, who he is and how much more he can do through us. And I just see the writing getting bigger on the wall, that I see that he's opening your eyes are getting bigger and wider to see what he's going to do with this ministry. And I just see a picture of a hallway of filled with doors, that, and you guys standing at the end of it, and doors that you might not have even seen before, and that you might not have even known that could be open are going to be open. I see every door in this long hallway filled with 100 plus doors just being swung open. They fling open. They are violently open by the Spirit of God inside you too. I see you running through this hallway past each door in their rooms.
Bill and Mary Pat, like good friends, you know details of my life, and you know that when I say silver and gold have I none, you know what I'm saying. But what I do have, I give to you. And out of a little bit of boldness from Jose, from his word last night, I just affirm you and what God has put on you, and say apostolic evangelist. And I leave that with you to ask why and what, and to look again as Daniel did and as John did. And he looked again and he saw something else. Apostolic evangelist. So look again, apostolic evangelist. Look again and see. Look again, apostolic evangelist. I give to you what the Lord has, apostolic evangelist. Thank you, Jesus.
Father, I thank you for Lord's sons and daughters in the Spirit, Lord. And Lord, new ones coming. Lord, new ones in the nations, Father. Lord, I thank you, Father, for, Lord, the harvest of sons and daughters here in the U.S., Lord, but you're increasing them in the nations. And so, Lord, I thank you, Father, and affirm that word, Lord, those apostolic evangelists. But Lord, I thank you, Father, for holy, Lord, that apostolic fatherhood and motherhood in the Spirit, Lord, in the nations. And Father, I speak increase, Lord, over those. And Lord, one of the things you've shown me so many times throughout the years, Lord, we can have a big idea of what a front line looks like. But Lord, a lot of times front line is in a place of difficult relationships. navigating complex relationships. And Lord, I've seen these two step in by faith into incredibly difficult relational situations and release your glory and your presence and your love. And Lord, they embody that. They carry that in that front line relationally, Lord, with people. And because of their faithfulness in that, Lord, we call forth more sons and daughters in the nations to come under the influence of this mother and father in the Spirit. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And Lord, I expect that, Father, especially over Pastor Mary Pat, Father. Lord, as a woman, Father, in the Spirit, Lord, that others in the nations would come under, Lord, that anointing. In Jesus' name, as a woman, Lord, as a woman, an apostle, an evangelist, Father. Lord, she carries that father heart and that mother heart of God, Lord, into the nations. And Lord, wherever, Lord, what's your land in my heart, wherever that's been resisted, Father, in the nations, wherever that's challenged cultural norms, Father, wherever it's capped women in the nations, Father, from rising to their place, Lord, I thank you that she's a forerunner in the Spirit to break open those realms, Lord. And we call forth, Lord, that pioneer spirit in the name of Jesus, Father, for those sons and daughters in the nations that will come after her, Father, in Jesus' name. Holy One, I thank you for that. And Father, I bless Father Pastor Bill because he doesn't hold her back, Father, from that, but he encourages it. So Lord, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, for what that represents in the Spirit, what that models in the Spirit, Lord, to hear and to the nations. And Lord, the nations are here. Nations just means people groups, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. So I thank you for that reformation spirit that they carry, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And it is breaking open new ground, Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, so that others can come in behind it. So, Father, we bless them. Lord, we affirm them. We lift them up. And, Father, we thank you, Lord, for new covenant relationships, Lord, that are going to expand, Father, from this day onward, in Jesus' name. This day onward, Father, we thank you, Lord, for a demarcation in the Spirit, Lord, that this day onward, Father, we're going to see a dramatic increase, Lord, in the nations and here, which is still the nations. So, Lord, we call it in. And, Lord, we call it in, Lord, in this community, Lord, in northeastern Ohio. You say in your word, Lord, a prophet is without honor in his own hometown, Lord. Lord, we've seen it. Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you that you're raising them up, Father, in this place, Lord, to have more sons and daughters, Lord, outside of this body to carry what you're desiring to release in northeastern Ohio, Father, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we lift them up, Father, and the dreams that they have, Father, for this area, the dreams that they have for this, Lord, so many times we see all the things, Lord, for the nations, and thus, Lord, but I know that they have dreams for what you want to do in this area. And, Lord, I thank you, Lord, that those are going to increase. They're going to increase. They're going to increase, Father. And we thank you, Father, for that. We bless you for that. And we lift them up before you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, that you show me just this long fuse, God. And it's leading to a bomb, God. And God, I just believe for just a new explosion, God, in the Spirit, God, over these two, God, and through their lives. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
I saw a ring of light that was around both of you, and I felt that that was God's protection protecting you. So I thank you, Father, for your protection over Pastor Bill and Pastor Mary Pat, Lord. I thank you that you've guarded them with your power, that you've guarded them in your protection and in your Spirit. And the next picture I saw was a picture of a heart, and there was a big arrow that was in the heart. And I didn't feel led to take that arrow out, but I was asking the Lord, what is that? And as I began to pray further into that, I saw the arrow with a heart dissolve, and it dissolved into the Father's heart. It dissolved into Jesus' heart, and it was covered by the blood. And so, Lord, I just thank you for the simple gospel of Jesus Christ being lifted up, for the forgiveness and the power of sins, for love going beyond, and for taking the cost and saying yes to Jesus. And the small cost that it is, Father, I believe that you want to empower them and strengthen them even more, Lord. So I just ask, Father, just for a new increase of power, Lord God, that you would infuse them and fill them both up, Lord, with your fire and with your power and with your might to be able to carry out exactly what you have created for them before the foundations of the earth, when you saw them and you foreknew everything and was predestined according to your plan, according to your heart, Father, that you would empower them and strengthen them on high, God. And I just thank you, Lord, for equipping them. I thank you for your power. And I just ask for your wisdom and discernment to increase and your ha-ha to increase inside of them as well, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for their faithfulness and increase, Lord. Put it upon our hearts, Lord, to specifically pray for them. Put that weight upon our hearts, Lord, when to pray for them, Lord. Quicken our hearts. Put an alarm there, Father, when something's not right or something's not matching up, Lord. Quicken our hearts, Father, to be in alignment with your heart, to be able to pray and to be able to lift them up, even if it's in the middle of the night or when it's awkward time, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you know the dynamics and all the things from the spirit to the natural and in between and all that's happening. So I thank you, Lord, that they, I just call them blessed, Lord, blessed. Blessed. I just release blessing over you. The Father's blessing, the Father's love. Just increase in love and power. Thank you, Lord. More, Lord. More, Holy Spirit. More, 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 and more, and more, and more, and more, Lord. More, Lord. More. Overwhelm them, Holy Spirit. More, 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 more. Hundredfold, Lord. More, more, and more. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Just kept seeing this throughout this whole prayer time. I saw all of your grandchildren holding torches. Mika, Ben, Cooper, Josiah, Judah, Haley, Daniel, Caleb, and David. And then I saw this beautiful tree. I saw your children. And I saw this beautiful tree just come together and just the branches were wrapping around each other. And these beautiful, vibrant green leaves were sprouting out with the spouses. It wasn't just the children. It was the spouses with. And Pastor Bill and Pastor Mary Pat were in this vibrant tree full of life, full of healing, full of wholeness and restoration. And I just believe that God is restoring. He is restoring things, and just this is just in agreement with these prayers that have been prayed. So Father, we just say yes and amen. All of your promises, say it with me, are yes and amen. All of your promises are yes and amen. All of your promises are yes and amen. Oh, we agree and we just thank you, Father. We hold up these arms, Father, of our spiritual mother and our spiritual father. And Lord, we just thank you. We rally around them. And Father, I just thank you for these grandchildren that are holding these torches, the next generation. It's not skipping a generation. That's not what this vision was. It's just showing what is being passed down to the ones that are seeing and they're watching or they're hearing. And even if they're not in the physical proximity, close in state, I thank you, Lord, that these tent pegs, Father, are being expanded, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you that you are raising up this next generation of their grandchildren, the spiritual grandchildren and children that they have, God, of just raising up these torches and saying yes to the call, saying yes to the call. And the Lord was just also reminding me of the vision that I had as the other women that were surrounding PMP in the sand in Mozambique this summer. It was just a miraculous time of receiving from the Lord, and the visions he was releasing were just incredible. And the one that he released to me, all of them were amazing, but he's just reminding me of the one I had. And I saw these brains reshaping and reforming and just the renewing of the mind. And we were taking these torches and we were coming alongside them, and there was a big torch that they were carrying, and it wasn't it wasn't this, oh, we're going to follow them and ride on their coattails, but we were doing our part and saying yes. And I just believe that as the vision that Tiana had with this locomotive train that was going, our yeses, as they become stronger and stronger, this train is going to take off in Jesus' name. And I say this not just on Pastor Bill and Pastor Mary Pat's behalf, but I say this in the company of all of us here in Frontline to hear this and grab hold of that and see what it is for yourself to say yes and grab hold and go and go. The word is to go. Just go. So we thank you, Lord. All of your promises are yes and amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Senhor, nós queremos te agradecer essa grande festa dessa semana.
God, we want to thank you this beautiful celebration that we had this week.
Por tudo que o Senhor fez nesse lugar, Pai.
Everything that you have done in this place.
E por tudo que o Senhor vai levar daqui para continuar nas nossas vidas.
And for everything you are going to continue to do from now on.
Muito obrigado, Senhor, por esse dia.
Thank you, Jesus, for this day.
Por essa conferência, Senhor.
For this conference.
Leva-nos na tua paz agora,
Take
Senhor.
Us in your peace.
Guarda-nos de todo mal.
Protect us from all evil.
E te agradecemos por tudo, Pai Santo.
And we thank you for everything.
Em nome do Senhor Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Muito obrigado. Amém. Glória a Deus.
Thank you. Glory to God.
Father, we just thank you for the fire that is in this place. Don't stop, Father. Don't stop, Father. And Lord, we just ask that you would touch everybody in this building right now, Father, that nobody's going to escape your fire today, Lord.
Oh, come on. We can't do this without the joy of the Lord. They can't carry this vision if we don't have the joy of the Lord. We can't support this if we don't have the joy of the Lord deep down on the inside. The Lord says that it's his pleasure to give the kingdom to his children. So I can't complain that he's giving the kingdom. You know the disciples. Jesus told them to multiply food and they looked at him like he was crazy. But he still said, you do it. This is impossible. Impossible. This is crazy impossible. Do you think that God would give them something that would be possible in own human effort? We're crazy. Oh, Jesus, joy, Jesus on you, joy, apostles of joy, ha, 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 ha. Oh, we need
it. We need him. When I say it, it's him, the joy, to support this vision. Jesus. Jesus. It's going to be crazy. Holy. Holy. Look. Look. If we're on this boat, and we are, if you're still here and you're praying, we're on the boat. This boat's going to deep, dark places. I don't know. I'm going to party on that boat. Not for myself. Not for me. I'm going to party for other people. I'm going to receive for other people. They're going to receive for other people. I need to receive to be on the boat to give out to other people. Because if I don't have joy, how can I give joy away? So,
oh, Jesus, more.
The Lord, I'm serious. The Lord gave me a song in Mozambique. He gave me a song in Mozambique. A song that was due to the sensitivity of our pastor to open up a realm of the spirit of joy. And there was a song, and it was very simple. And it went like this. There's no thinking in drinking, just open your mouth. No thinking. Just drinking, so open your mouth. So, I want to bless these two lushes, these Holy Spirit lushes. Because my spiritual parents have encouraged me to drink. In the spirit. So the family that drinks in the spirit together stays together.
So if you're unfamiliar with drinking in the spirits, it's not alcohol, it's Jesus. The joy of the Lord is our strength, and this is where we get the strength. It's from the joy of the Lord. It's from this joy pit. So don't be like, I used to not understand it. I thought it was weird. Sometimes I still do. But we need to drink of the Lord. It says, taste of the Lord and see that he is good. That is what we are doing. So step in with us. Step into this joy pit with us. The fire is here for you. It is not just for the pastors and everybody up here on the floor. The fire is here for you. So taste and see that the Lord is good.
Some of you aren't tasting. Oh, there's no thinking in drinking, so open your mouth. Just close your eyes and open up your mouth.
I have been thinking of that song all weekend. Of that, there's, yes! I started laughing at, like, not laughing at you, but, like, during worship last night, I just thought of it, and I looked at him, I started laughing, because it was like, yes! And that's, you know, there's no thinking in drinking, just open your mouth. It's so simple. It's so simple to receive the joy of the Lord. It's so simple. I'm not thinking right now. I'm just drinking.
Beth, I just see like rainbow like pouring into your mouth. Hey. And you're drinking in the promises of the Lord that he has for you. So don't close your mouth.
What?
Don't
close your mouth. Yeah, this is what it was like in Africa. If you want, if you've been, you know, a little envious of it ever since Pastor Mary Pat brought it up, you know, this is your opportunity. There's a joy pit right here, right now. She's talked about it, you know, talked about the joy pit that we had in Mozambique. Well, it's here. It's open for you to enjoy the joy, the juice bar, or the Holy Spirit juice bar that you had in Mozambique is here right now. Come and have a drink of the Holy Spirit juice. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, yes. Far more abundantly beyond. Yep. Abundant joy. Abundant laughter. Yeah. You send time. Jesus is broken. Then crossing the barrier of space and time. There and then, here and now. From there and then, to here and now. Jesus has broken and crossing the barrier of space and time. Then to here and now, there and then.
You need to lift your joy cup up right now. This is traveling and crossing the barrier of space and time with all your heart. This is true. Here and then, to here and now, from there and.
Broken and crossing the barrier of space and time. Yeah.
Yeah.
out.
Well, you know. This was a time in Mozambique for sure.
Oh, Lord in heaven.
Gloria a Deus. Gloria a Deus. Oh, my goodness. It's a good day. God bless you. Thank you. What a blessing. Wow. Thank you, family. Muito obrigada, família. Muito obrigada. Thank you. We are... He's down. We're so encouraged and strengthened because we get to do this together. Say, nos somos juntos siempre. Ready? Nos somos juntos. Nos somos juntos siempre. We are together forever. In Jesus. I'll let Inez and Pastor Jerseo lead it.
Nós estamos, para repetir, é isso? Estamos juntos para sempre. Nós estamos juntos para sempre.
You know, when we're under the umbrella of the anointing, the Holy Ghost like this, He can do anything. We just thank God for your lives. Thank you, Jesus, for you guys. Doing kingdom with you is such a great joy. Oh, man. It's a little drunk gal here. She was like this in Mozambique. I just wanted to tell you something, guys. Andy, when he was doing whatever he was doing, you. In our house, way back in early something, I'm not even sure what year, you were on the couch, 2003, he remembers. You were on the couch on your back, and your legs were going like this. And that was the first time. And you were hitting your head. Do you want to talk? You're videoing this.
I can switch the camera.
Yes. This is important because when I saw him do this, I just wanted you to know that this is a prophetic sign. Here.
It's true because when I first saw manifestations like this, I was like, that's crazy. I heard Heidi Baker speak. In the middle of her sharing, she'd go, hey, And I was like, wow, that's really distracting from the message that she's sharing. And so I was kind of skeptical because she would be talking, and all of a sudden she'd go, hey! You know, I'm like, but I was listening to the message of her heart, and she was sharing about intimacy with Jesus. So we were watching this video of Heidi Baker sharing in our lovely pastor's home as preparation for a mission trip. And this is key. You know, I love Joy, and I was on the floor, but this is key. And I'm there, and we're watching the video, and she has crazy reactions. But the message is ringing in my heart about intimacy with Jesus. And I hear the Holy Spirit speak to me, something very simple. He said, put your right arm up in the air. And I'm like, right now I'm sitting in a group of people. We're watching a very nice, anointed video. Why would I put my right arm up in the air? That's pretty dumb. And it came back to me again, put your right arm up in the air. So, you know, just kind of, nobody's looking, just got that arm out,
And I slowly started putting it up in the air because I thought maybe if I went slowly, then nobody would see it. And when it got all the way fully up in the air, Holy Spirit smacked me. I totally fell off the couch onto the floor, and a group of people that were all watching a video, they weren't like, it wasn't like, hey, they were all concentrating, and all of a sudden I'm on the floor laughing hysterically like I was just doing here, and my legs were scissor kicking like she was saying, and I was slapping my neck, and I'm like, on the inside, I'm like, this is crazy. I love what's happening right now, but I don't know what other people are thinking right now because this is crazy, but Holy Spirit, you are totally all over me. And there were a couple of times throughout that weekend, and there was another time where, like, we were back in the presence of the Lord, and Pastor Mary Pat started praying for me, and I started, like, you know, shaking, my legs start going, and I'm just like, wah! Like, this, all this Holy Spirit kinetic energy was being just released on the inside. And I know that that moment has marked me in the Spirit from that point onward. And it wasn't just because of an anointed video from Heidi Baker, and it wasn't just because of Pastor Murray Pat. It was because of obedience to the Holy Spirit in one simple, small step of he's asking me to do something that was unusual. And by grace, I stepped into it, and that has forever changed. It opened up so many things in the realm prophetically and hearing from Holy Spirit and engaging. And for me, I'm 100% serious. I want to drink as much as I can of the Spirit, not for me, for other people. It's for other people. It really is for other people. One of the drunkest times I've ever been in my spirit is when the Holy Spirit was filling me with love for somebody else. And he was sharing with me how he felt about somebody else. And I was feeling in my emotions how he felt about somebody else. That's true friendship. When he's sharing with me how he feels, he doesn't have to do that. But I'm literally feeling his emotions, and it all came through opening up just through a simple act of obedience. And so when I say there's no thinking and drinking, just open your mouth, that open your mouth is a little step of Holy Spirit obedience. Because I'm like, how do I get to the place? I used to get mad if people were on the floor laughing hysterically, and I'm like, I'm not feeling that. I'm not experiencing that. But it was a simple act of obedience to Holy Spirit that opened up the door. And then, and this is just what he's put into my heart. If you're thinking about how you're not receiving, then you're not receiving. Because you're thinking about yourself. I mean, and so for me, if I see somebody else receiving joy and expressions of the Holy Spirit, then I know that if it's being released to them, I can step right into it and receive it as well. Because God's not a respecter of persons. He's making himself available. So if he's making himself available, I want as much as I can get. So I can give it away to other people. Because when I'm experiencing and feeling his presence, it's to accomplish something. So receive more of Holy Spirit.
There was a time years ago, Josh, you're highlighted, but Joshua, our son-in-law, he was nicknamed Sloshua because he was sloshed in the Spirit. Would you care to just comment on those days a little bit and anything God's speaking to you about? Okay. You guys want to hear this? This is Sloshua's testimony. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, Troy and Rachel, you want to hear Sloshua?
Something happened.
First off, I'd like to say that what you see here is all their fault. Because if they didn't open themselves up to the Lord in that way in their lives, then they wouldn't have created the atmosphere to allow us to step into that as well. So anything that you saw, you can blame them. And they will take full responsibility. But I remember, and I'm going to blame it partially on Andy too, but Andy and I were living together, and there was a tape by Todd Bentley called Holy Ghost Lush. And it was a cassette at that time. So you can guess what year that was then. And so I was listening to this cassette, and afterwards I was participating in what the cassette was trying to release with the Holy Spirit. And the Lord, he told me, he said, you need to tell everyone to start calling you Sloshua and not Joshua. And of course, so you understand? So Sloshua, like completely slushied with the Holy Spirit. Under the strong influence. And so, of course, in that state, I was thought that was the most hilarious thing. So that just made me laugh even further. And this is in my bedroom by myself. So it wasn't like someone was, you know, other than the Holy Spirit, was like stirring the pot or cheering me on. I'm just by myself with the Holy Spirit. And so from that time period, I went to everybody and made this announcement, which was quite an unusual. Hey, everybody, the Lord told me to tell you to call me Sloshua instead of Joshua. And of course, that's a response. Dr. Sloshua.
Dr. Sloshua.
So it was, for me, a way of being accountable and obedient to what the Lord was doing in my life in that time. And so I had many experiences, and still do have many experiences, opening myself up to that area. And, you know, for those of you know that I'm a physician, you know, you're supposed to be pretty, you know, technical and by the book and cerebral and those things. So yes, but one of the reasons why it's just helped me so much is because God in no way wants to not use our mind. He uses our mind. Yes. But the Bible says that the carnal mind is at enmity with God. So our mind very easily slips into logic, into humanism, into things that squash down what God wants to do. You know, we've heard the phrase, for how many years we're putting God in a box. But the carnal mind is actually an enemy of what God's doing. So the moment that we cooperate with the carnal mind, we actually have put ourselves in opposition to the Spirit of God. And so for some people, myself included, what he has to do many times is that he does something that offends our minds, so that we can step out of that place at being in opposition to the Spirit of God to cooperate with the Spirit of God. But what it takes to get there is offense of our minds. Jesus said that he would become a stumbling block and a rock of offense. Well, Jesus and the Holy Spirit and God the Father are one. So the Holy Spirit many times becomes an offense to the carnal mind. But in reality, when it seems offensive and it seems like, no, you know, everything inside of us is raging against cooperating with the Holy Spirit in that, that is actually, that is the grace of God to allow us to step out of that place of cooperating with the carnal mind and step into the place of cooperating with the Holy Spirit. Because as we saw here this weekend, and we always do at our conferences, that it takes the power, the anointing, the presence, the amazingness of the Holy Spirit to accomplish anything. And so a testimony just, that was a testimony back then. And last night when Pastor Jose was preaching, I was running sound. And I try my best to cooperate with the Holy Spirit, you know, and that I'm not completely engaged in just doing all the knobs and whistles. And so I was, you know, raising my hands, and I was receiving, and there were some strong words, and I knew that God was speaking some of those things to me personally, as he was to many of us. But during one portion of it, I closed my eyes, I raised my hand, and I started shaking. I smacked up against the back wall and fell over on the ground. And I didn't tell my wife it because it was 12:30 when I got home, but so much so that Troy came over to make sure that I didn't pass out.
Me too.
And I didn't know who was there, and I was just like, I didn't know what was going, and I just all I could think to do is give him a thumbs up and then fall back over. And in my mind, now this is where I'm going to get myself in trouble. But in my mind, I thought, kind of like it was almost like it's a superhero or a comic book character. I was like, is this the return of Slashua?
Gloria Deus! I didn't know this.
and then I walked into the parking lot and Pastor Mary Pat said, good night, Slashua. Yeah. And I said, that's prophetic, and I'll tell you about it later.
Oh, yeah. This is the later.
So, like a comic book character coming, the return of Slot. You know. See, so, glory to glory. So there you have it. So, Andy, you know, some of the adventures we have, we might have a new comic book series coming up together here.
Pastor Juseo has something to add. I also want to invite all of you to our house for lunch right after this. So you just come and hang out with us if you'd like. And we have food that's being delivered. And we have more than enough from all of you beautiful ones. And whatever needs to be added, Jesus will do it.
Please, por favor. Trabalhando, né, um tempo com o Randy Clark e com a Mama Aida, eu vi essa loucura e eu queria entender um pouco mais sobre isso.
So working with Randy Clark and Mama Aida, I want you to understand a bit more. I saw this craziness, and I want you to understand a bit more about it.
Um dia Deus me deu uma palavra em Isaías 61.
And one day God gave me a word in Isaiah 61.
No comecinho do texto fala que ele tem tempo de uma unção de alegria.
He says that we have this anointing of joy.
Então, é uma unção que vem sobre a gente.
This anointing that comes over us.
E depois ele me explicou no outro passagem da Escritura também, complementando isso.
And then he explained also to me.
Vocês lembram quando Jesus mandou os doze para pregar em missões e falou, não leva nada.
You remember when Jesus told the 12 apostles to go to missions and don't take anything?
E passado mais ou menos ano, eles voltaram.
And 1 year later, they came back.
E eles estavam tão cheios do Espírito quando eles foram entrando na cidade, Jesus estava esperando eles.
And when they were full of the Spirit, and when they arrived in the city, Jesus met them.
E o texto fala que Jesus começou a dançar, se jubilar.
And said that Jesus starts to dance and
to. Uma coisa muito louca, é mais ou menos isso aí.
Something very crazy.
Many, many, many experiences. I remember when we first connected with Pastor Jerseo in Brazil. You can translate too, please. Casa de Jesus was so crazy. They were on fire and drinking much in the spirit. It was a very, very wild season for Casa de Jesus. And so I speak that over you, my friend. It's a new day. New day, the new wine at Casa de Jesus with all of our Heliopolis friends. Amen. You receive it for the whole family, all your sons, daughters-in-law, grandchildren, child, more in the way, and all of your spiritual sons and daughters from Heliopolis, City of God. And may you surpass, go way past what it was back in 2005. Amen? Amen. New explosion in the Spirit. Same for Pastor Jose and all of the churches, I would say, in Maputo first, and also in the churches in Kongolati. Just thank you, Lord, for what you have birthed for a revival spirit to be pervasive in all these churches, and that what Heidi and Roland started, what the Lord started through them, would be reignited, and there would be a new level of fire, new fire, down in Maputo and Kongolati and the churches all around in every place that have been touched initially by the Lord. We just call out for resurrection for the new fire and the new anointing that's upon us in the new season. Amen. So we just want to thank you guys. Thank you for all your efforts and time. Thank you for sitting here and receiving and listening. Isn't it a privilege just to be in the presence of God? His Spirit is here. Thank you for speaking over us. Thank you so much. Thank you for your words of encouragement and life. Thank you. Thank you. You're amazing. We receive them all in heart. Receive them by faith. Receive them. Agree with them. You guys are speaking out things you don't even know of. And I know that. I know that. So many things you're just speaking out. And it's like, how would you know these things? It's by the Spirit of God. So I just want to say thank you. Thank you so much. We are so empowered and so grateful. Amen. Good. So we thank you as where we're going forward to, we're going together because we don't do this alone. We never have. We don't want to. And so we're in this together, right? So we're linking arms together.